Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 10-4 Show. My name is Jonathan Carter, and this week in Episode 11, we're going to continue our look into the new features and functionality of ASP.NET Web Forms 4.0. So in Episode 3, we took a look at the new Client ID feature, and in this episode, we're going to take a look at how ASP.NET Routing is being integrated with ASP.NET Web Forms. So if any of you out there have ever had to write your own URL rewriting scheme for Web Forms, or even if you've used a third-party solution, you know that there isn't very strong support in having custom or pretty URLs with a web forms application. So with ASP.NET Web Forms 4.0, you're going to have first-class support for being able to define any custom routes that you want in such a way that really any route scheme or pattern that you want to define, you can easily map to a web forms page. And in addition to just having the incoming routes redirected to a proper page, the routing engine also provides you bidirectional support in such a way that instead of having to hard code URL links throughout your application, you can have those links generated dynamically based on your route definitions. And this benefits us in the sense that we can define our routes in one place and never have to hard code URLs throughout the app. So then if you make a change in the route definition, it'll cascade through your whole application without having to go change a bunch of static URIs. So let's go ahead and jump into a demo and see how you can go about adding routing to a Web Forms 4.0 application. To illustrate the new Web Forms and routing integration, we're going to go ahead and take a look at a Bicycle Product Store app. So in this case, we have a single web form page that allows you to select a category, and it will then enumerate all products within that category. So in this case here, we see jerseys and its list of jerseys in all different sizes. If I go to the left navigation and select headsets, I'll subsequently see a list of all headsets in the app. Now, because we're focusing on how routing can be integrated with web forms, what we really want to focus on and determine how we can improve is the actual URL that our application is exposing. So in this case, because it is just a vanilla web forms app with no routing added in, we have a URL that you might come to expect, in that because the name of our web form page is product.aspx, that's included in the URL. And as well, because we're leveraging the same page to display different category products, we're just simply passing in the name of the category via query string parameter, in this case called name. So while this solution is just fine and there's nothing functionally wrong with it, it just isn't really as clean and pretty as it could be, in that as users become much more technically savvy, many have said that the URLs your application exposes are really to be considered part of the user interface, in that because people can look at it and make assumptions based on the values that they can interpolate into the URL and make changes manually, as opposed to having to browse through the app. So instead of having this scheme, what we really want to strive for in this demo is to be able to say and request product slash and then the name of the category, so in this case headsets or jerseys. And we can easily achieve this using the routing engine that was introduced in .NET 3.5 SP1. So let's go ahead and close down this application, introduce routing, and then introduce the web forms integration that allows us to modify all of the links that point to this product page. Okay, so the first thing that we need to do is add in the URL routing module, which is a basic HTTP module. So we'll call this routing module. And what the routing module does is it will look at all incoming requests and determine whether or not the request's URL maps to a defined route. And if it does, it will then hand the request off to the resource that that route is responsible for, which in our case will be a web form page. So the type of the routing module is system.web.routing.url routing module. So like I said, because the route module looks at all incoming requests and maps them against defined routes, in order for us to begin then taking advantage of routing once the module is in place, we have to actually define some routes. So we already determined that we want our route to look like product slash name of category. So what we want to do is go ahead and determine how we can add that route to the system. So the primary class in, well, one of the primary classes in the ASP.NET routing engine is called the route table. And the route table is essentially the central location that's global to your whole application that contains your route definitions. So within the route table, we can say route table.routes, and we can simply add a route to the route table. So the first thing that we want to give it here is a name of our route. And that's an arbitrary string that can just simply identify what the purpose of this route is. So in this case, we're going to call it product. The second thing that it asks is an instance of a route base. And the route base is just the object that represents your route. And the route is going to include both the URL pattern that the route is going to match, as well as the resource that will ultimately serve that request. So there's a class called route that implements route base and is going to be most likely the standard class that you'll use when leveraging ASP.NET routing. So here, the URL that we're going to specify to the route is going to be the pattern that we're looking to match with this route. So in our case, it's going to be product slash, and because we don't want to hard code an actual category name, we want to now specify a parameter that will be as catch-all for any value. So in this case, we can simply say slash name. So now this route will look at any incoming requests and match against anything that is product slash and then a value, so headsets or jerseys. So finally, once we've defined a route, we have to define a route handler. And the route handler is responsible for looking at the incoming request and the route and providing an HTTP handler that will ultimately serve that request. So in this case, our route handler is going to be an instance of the new page route handler class that is specific to the integration between web forms and ASP.NET routing. So in the most basic scenario, the page route handler just simply wants a virtual path to the web form that is going to serve this request. So in our case, that is /product.aspx. And that's it. So with that line of code, we've now defined a route that will match any incoming requests with the URL product slash then the name of a category, and then if that matches, it'll pass it on to the product.aspx page. So now we've essentially set up and defined our routing engine or our routing definitions. So the only thing that's left to do is modify the navigation links to actually use this route that we've defined. Now if we go to our master page, you'll notice that right now the four links that we had for the categories are hard-coded to point specifically at the product.aspx page, passing in the name query string. And the problem with that is it's a pretty brittle solution in that we've completely tied the link of this navigation to the actual page name as well as the name of the specific query string that it expects. And so if we go ahead and change the name of the query string or even the name of the page, all of these static links essentially break. So what we want to do is, because we've set up a route definition for how we want to point to the product page, it would make sense for us to be able to generate the URLs based on the route that we defined. Now, in order for us to do this, we can take advantage of a new expression builder that's introduced in WebForms 4.0. Now, an expression builder, as its name alludes, is simply a syntax that allows us to build an expression that ultimately resolves to some value. So there are expression builders that are in the box with web forms currently for retrieving a connection string or an app setting value. And in this case, we want an expression builder that generates a URL based on a route for us. So the first thing we need to do is go into our web config and register these expression builders with the compilation system for ASP.NET. So we go into the web config under the compilation element, and in there is an element called expression builders. So within there, we'll go ahead and we'll add a new one. And the prefix of our expression builder will be route URL. We can define any prefix we want there. And then the type of the expression builder is system.web.compilation.routeURLExpressionBuilder. So you don't have to memorize this, and as this might be included in the WebForms project template that comes out of the box or in the box with Visual Studio 2010. But for the sake of brevity, we're manually declaring it here just so you can see how the whole system works. So now once we've defined this in our web config, I can go back to the master page and remove these hard-coded links and have it take advantage of our route definition. So what we can do is the percent sign, dollar sign syntax is the expression for using any expression builder. So then we say, what is the prefix of our expression builder? In this case, we set it as route URL. And then the syntax is define a colon after the prefix of the expression builder, followed by any parameters it expects. So in this case, we have to say the route name is equal to product, and then we have to satisfy any parameters that our route expects. So in this case, we had a parameter called name. So we then can say name equal breaks, and that's it. So by doing that, we're now dynamically generating a link to the route that's name is product, and that we're providing the name parameter of breaks. But we're in no way tied to what the actual URL to get to that route is. And we'll see how that can benefit us later on in the demo. Let's go ahead and replace all of these URLs with a expression builder expression. Say that this is headsets. And then we'll do jerseys. And then finally we can do tights. Okay. So now we've removed the coupling between all of our navigation items and the actual resource it's getting to. So the last thing we need to do is go to our actual product page. And the thing we need to change is that where it actually gets the name of the category that it determines to filter the products that it displays. So as you can see, we're pulling the name from the query string, which is no longer going to be available because our URL scheme is going to be product slash category name with no query string parameter. So what we can do is we can remove this and take advantage of a new property on the page class called route data. And within route data, there's a collection called values that will include the values of all parameters that are a part of the route that got to this page. So in our case, there is a value that's going to be called name, which represents the category. So we'll simply retrieve that, and that's it. So now, our same code that is filtering products by the category name that was using the query string can now work just the same, but it's going to pull its value from the route now instead of the actual query string. So finally, we were setting the header text of the page here to the query string value. And let's go ahead and delete that, because what we're going to do is take advantage of a second expression builder that comes with WebForms 4.0, and that is the route value expression builder. So let's go back to our web config. Let me go ahead and copy this line here. And we're going to define a new expression builder called route value. And this expression builder is of type route value expression builder. And this one differs from route URL in that instead of generating URLs based on a route name and parameters, this is going to then resolve a route parameter name to the actual value that it represents. So let's save this, save the product page, and go into our product page markup. And in our literal that represents the header, let's say that the text of this literal is equal to the expression route value, and then the name of the route value we want to specify is name. So we're effectively just going to say interpolate the name of the incoming category name that comes from the route into this header. So by doing that, we've now should achieve the exact same functionality that the application had before, but now we're taking advantage of routing. So just to recap, we registered the route module, we then defined our route within global ASAX, then we took advantage of the two new expression builders to both generate dynamic URLs off of our routing engine, as well as retrieve values out of the actual incoming route. So let's go ahead and run this and see whether or not our application doesn't work. So because I'm running this in a newer build of the VPC of Visual Studio 2010, it's a little bit slower than usual. So I'm going to go ahead and fast forward this demo so that we don't have to sit here and wait for the application to load. So the application ran, which is a good sign that we didn't break anything. But what we wanted to determine is whether or not our route definition was taken into effect, in that if we request the slash product slash category name, will it actually return to us the web form page of products within that category. So let's go ahead and just type product, and I'll say slash breaks, because that was the definition pattern that we defined. And as you see, here we go is our page that lists out all breaks products. Now, in addition to this, also remember that we were using the route value expression builder for the header of this product's page, and we see that it's working. So what it's doing is it's pulling the name parameter out of the route, which in this case is the value after the slash following the text product. So in this case, breaks. So the final piece that we used was the route URL expression builder, which is what we use to generate the URLs for the links in the left-hand navigation. So if we click on jerseys, we should get to product slash jerseys. And if I click on tights, that should take us to product slash tights. So here we've successfully defined and set up a route. We've been able to customize the URLs that our product page exposes, as well as take advantage of that route to also generate URLs that point to that page. So now our application does not have any hard-coded static links that could break over time. In addition, we were able to retrieve the values from that route that we defined by means of using parameters. So that's what's serving this title, as well as that's what's providing the category name that we're using to filter this page. So now that we've taken a look at a demo of the integration between ASP.NET WebForms and ASP.NET Routing, hopefully it's pretty clear just how powerful and beneficial this feature is for WebForms developers, in that if you're creating a new WebForms application, you can have complete control over the URLs that app exposes without having to create your own custom solution or leverage a third-party tool. So I'd like to thank everyone once again for tuning in to this week's episode of 10-4 Show. Please keep the feedback and the comments coming. Email us with any of those thoughts that you have, no matter how positive or negative it is. We appreciate it. And then keep tuning in till next week, where Jason Olson will continue his look into the language enhancements in Visual Studio 10, this time looking at C# 4.0. So thanks again. Over and out.